Real people. Real celebrities. Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Angela Yee, Charlamagne, I make a world-class renowned omelet, ham and cheese style.
Ham and cheese, that's a style?
That with us now is kind of close to my omelet, his cooking style and cooking ways.
All right, Envy, just shut it up. We got Marcus Samuelson here.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank
Marcus,
you so much for coming.
Let me tell you something, sir. Yes. The name of the show is The Breakfast Club.
Yep.
I appreciate the food you sent, but that is lunch dinner. Okay.
Yeah, but you
said
know.
Baked chicken, vegetables, brown
good.
Rice.
Yeah, it was delicious.
This is the Breakfast Club. I thought it was going to be some scrambled
eggs. I got to come back with some chicken and waffle for you, okay?
There you go.
Okay, I do that.
French toast.
French toast, I got you. I got you.
Don't assume we like chicken just because we're black.
But you do like chicken.
But we do like chicken because it's good.
Wow.
Great
wow,
piece
wow.
of bird.
I heard we have a culinary graduate table.
No. He claims to be a chef. We've been doing this show almost 5 years. He's never bought a dish in.
Does he bring breakfast?
No,
we've never had anything.
He lies about having all these chef coats and all kind of stuff. Oh, he's bad. Wow.
Now, Marcus, I'll tell you, he likes you. He can't stand Chef Robley, though.
Oh wow. Robley's good. Robley's a nice guy.
He Googled a bunch of fun facts about you and talks about you. I know Marcus. Marcus cooked a steak for President Obama.
Listen. I'm ready. I'm up. So I brought the wrong meal.
Yes.
Our club was rude to the producer.
Yes.
Wow. This is a tough morning over
Talk
here.
About the meat you gave President Obama.
Well, yeah.
It was a good meal.
You're talking about steak meat, not meat meat.
Yeah, it was a good meal.
We're growing here.
It was a good meal. But, you know, just my luck, right? I cooked the meal where there was all the controversies, like, you know, when the lady crashed the party. Mm-hmm. That was my meal.
That's perfect.
Really?
Yeah, that's my luck. I get the chance to do it, and I had to do it that time.
So nobody wanted to eat when they
No,
found out
it was
about
good
that?
To good. Dinner was good. I cooked a good, cooked the Indian meal, a lot of vegetables, and we used Mrs. Obama's vegetable garden. It was good. It was a good meal.
I thought it was steak, though.
State dinner.
State
I'm dinner.
An idiot. You're an
state
such
dinner.
An idiot.
I thought you thought about prime ribeye, filet mignon.
He's not too
T-bone.
Bright.
It's because he pronounces things wrong.
I'm like, when did steak become an Indian meal?
I thought it was. Okay. I thought it was scrimp.
State.
That's in United States.
Got you.
Now, right. I make Charlamagne and Envy eat Indian food all the time, right?
I did.
You know what? You're not wrong though, because when the president came to Red Rooster, I did cook him steak.
Got you.
So maybe you were there.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Were one of the Secret Service.
No,
maybe.
I just actually thought he said steak dinner.
No, I cooked for him a bunch of times, and when he came up to the restaurant, I did cook him steaks.
They stand behind you when you cook, though? Secret Service watch over you, make sure you don't put nothing in the president's stuff?
They're with me right now, actually. They're right here in the studio. No, but it's a lot of things that you got to go through, and, you know, of course, you're cooking for the man. It's a big deal. I was nervous. I tell you, I was more nervous when he came to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's you just don't want anything to go wrong. You know?
At all.
Do they make
all.
You try it first to make sure it's not poison?
Yeah.
Really?
But a lot of tasters. That should be a good job for you to be like a professional taster.
Yeah, you're
a chef
not a
and
real
everything.
Chef.
No, but he's a he
our
went
producer.
To, he just called you fat.
First you were a she chef, not sous chef.
Oh my God.
You were a sous chef. Now you're just a taster.
Why do you call it a she chef? That's horrible.
I'd be hearing things that just mess them up. That's
As
all.
You can see.
I clearly can't hear too well.
Are you guys coming to Harlem Eat Up in Harlem this weekend or what?
Now, I will
have
come.
A festival in
I
Harlem.
Will come to that.
Yeah,
I don't know about
through.
These guys.
President Clinton is coming. Okay. Like, all of Harlem's coming out. Cooking classes for
is
free.
Dipset coming?
Pardon me?
Dipset.
No, but Aaron, all of my chef friends are coming. Aaron Sanchez is going to give a cooking class for free. Mm. Bobby Flay is going to be
I know
big,
Bobby Flay.
Yeah, he's coming. Everybody,
how do we get in these cooking classes, though, if we want
to? You go to Morningside Park from noon to 8 o'clock. There's going to be cooking classes. It's going to be seminars. We're bringing thousands and thousands of people uptown to celebrate Harlem Meetup. Every restaurant in Harlem is participating, just showing that we can do it, too.
I love Harlem restaurants, man. I love Sylvia's. I love Amy Ruth's.
Yeah. Red Rooster.
Red Rooster. Yeah. I don't really like Red Rooster, to be honest with you. But it's
not Red Rooster.
Really? Oh, my fault. I ain't know that. But I like it's this seafood restaurant called A Taste of Seafood.
That's not really a restaurant.
That spot is banging
that's
with
banging
the seafood,
spot,
though.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, yeah. That's about to get you fat, though. Them scrimps and
yes,
that fish.
You have to come up to a new one, Street Bird. Mm-hmm. That restaurant is all based on hip-hop and graffiti. It's like rotisserie chicken place. We just opened it. You know, easy takeout, and, you know, it's, like, really cool.
Can you sit down and have drinks there, or is it mainly takeout?
Okay. Both. You can, you know, 50 seats, and then you can go, you know, delivered to you.
Red Rooster is fun. They do comedy there too.
Yeah, we do all kinds.
I come to the comedy shows there.
All kinds of music, all kinds of stuff. Always have good DJs, and I think you guys would like. If you don't like Rooster, I think you like Street Bird.
Street Bird sound like y'all in there cooking pigeons.
No,
it's rotisserie chicken. We just had some. That's what you're eating right there.
Just like good, like roasted chicken with
make sure
like good.
No pigeon.
That chicken is actually amazing, and the sauce, the teriyaki sauce, is dope.
Street bird.
Yeah, not pigeons.
Why you come up with that name though? Why street bird?
Street is you know the whole thing is inspired really by old school graffiti and hip hop culture. So it's a little bit street, and then bird. You know, I love bird.
Gotcha.
You know, it's the way I like. You know. From Run DMC to Nas, I just picked that era between sort of like early 80s to early 90s of hip-hop. That's the era that I loved about hip-hop music, and then graffiti the same way.
Yeah. Do you feel like people's eating habits are changing a lot?
Yeah, definitely. And more people want to eat delicious and yummy, of course, but they also want to eat healthier, you know?
Do you hire only family members? Because you have 18 brothers and sisters, so you could just hire family members all day long.
I do hire locally, though. I do, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, half of my, you know, about 80% of my staff comes from Harlem. Mm-hmm. And that's the good thing, really, with things like Rooster and Sylvia's. The restaurants are in the community and create jobs for us. You can't really outsource a restaurant job.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so with all the restaurants coming up and, you know, opening in Harlem, that means it's more jobs created.
It's really hard to keep a restaurant in business, though. I think what was the statistics of restaurants that open and the percentage of them that close?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any business in America that is easy. A restaurant business, it's hard, but, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've had my place for many, many years, and unless this guy stops talking bad about us, I want to stay in business. Just want to shut a brother down. Like,
no, I didn't know.
Trying to do something positive.
Obama likes job, Red Rooster.
Boom. Exactly.
Oh, you know, I met you before.
Yeah.
I've seen you somewhere. You got
maybe on TV.
A real tall wife, right?
Yeah.
She's way taller than you.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
That's how you know the man by his wife.
No, you know why?
Not that he's a famous chef.
No, because I was with this chick.
After the fact that he's a famous chef.
No. I was with this chick who was taller than me.
Was it your wife? Oh, no.
It wasn't, actually. This was years ago. And she thought that we was going to have a future together. Yeah. So she was giving them as an example of us being together because he's short and she's mad tall.
And you're short.
Yeah.
She was tall.
What just happened?
I'm dead ass.
This is crazy.
I just thought about it. I'm like, okay, I know he is.
Bring back Chef in the corner, come up. Hey, what is this?
It has nothing to do with the Harlem Eat Up Festival.
What?
Eat Up.
Now you grew up in Ethiopia.
I was born in Ethiopia. I grew up in Sweden.
It's the irony because, you know, the stereotype of Ethiopia is that the kids over there are starving. I mean, of course, some of them are.
Yeah.
A lot of them are. But you know,
I would say, you know, honestly.
What else do they show us here in America?
It is. You're right. But it's, you know, Ethiopia is completely different. Just like in America, we have about 10 million kids every day in America go to bed hungry. So, you know, yes, it was really bad in Ethiopia, but it's, you know, it's tough here too.
Is that one of the reasons you wanted to get into like cooking business and food?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to make a difference, you know? I really, I love that answer, and he just laughs in the middle of the sentence. Where are you, Chef
him,
in the corner?
Man,
can you come
him.
Up and support
Marcus
me? No, don't stay over there. Come through. You and I went to cooking school.
He was
You're
so
supposed
excited.
To back me up.
Our producer said he never gets pictures. He said, can you try to slide in a picture with me and Marcus at some point?
Have you ever cooked with somebody who didn't like your food?
Yeah. It happens all the time.
Did
you know,
all the time?
No, but people's taste is very different. You know, and you just like, and people, especially in New York and Harlem, people are very upfront. Hey, I didn't like this. So you just got to take it. It's a humble beginning, you know, humble journey.
You got to watch that, though.
You give them to a free
exactly.
Like
a lot of people do that just to get a free meal.
No, I'm not going to start a rumor here because people are going to say, you said it on the radio. I didn't like it.
Exactly.
No. You guys really want to shut me down?
No.
Support Red Rooster.
Yes.
It's a black owned business owned by Ethiopian. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Now, on a serious note, it says that your mom walked 75 miles to a hospital?
Yeah. She did walk from the village to the hospital. Me and my mom and my sister had tuberculosis. We survived, and then we got adopted to Sweden. Mm-hmm. And it was really in Sweden that I started cooking.
So you walked as a family there?
Yeah, I mean, I was a kid.
Wow.
She carried me. I didn't do, I didn't do much.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Long, yeah.
So she died on the way?
She did actually die in the hospital. Mm. So, you know, TB was a big, tuberculosis was a big thing back then. So, still is actually in Ethiopia. So.
You need to write a book, sir.
Yes, I did. Number one
book,
bestseller.
I can't, Charlamagne.
Yes, Chef. The book is called Yes, Chef. I'm going to send it to that girl and try to explain for you.
I don't know if you know. Charlamagne, Marcus Samuelson's a pretty big deal.
He's not.
This guy's a pretty big deal. I don't know if you're aware. I actually came to.
I come back.
He's a good sport. He's a good sport. Oh,
I came to Red Rooster when he first opened.
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't know you was coming today.
I'm happy to see you, man. Come on. I like your
kicks. I didn't know.
You don't read your emails?
Nice.
Thank you, sir.
Nice, man.
I'm going to read Marcus's book. Yeah. I like to read.
I'll send you like to read.
Absolutely.
It's a short book.
Good question. Big words. Yeah. You'll be good.
I'm a foreigner. I made it very easy for us to read.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Made it light.
But I did show up to Red Rooster when you first opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went like the first week that it opened. A whole bunch of us came because we were excited. We were like, oh, Marcus Samuels is opening a restaurant. And you were there.
Yeah.
And you were coming to every table saying, do you like it? Do you like it? And I feel like the menu's changed a lot.
Yeah, we've got to evolve, you know, and Harlem has changed too. So, but we're still doing our supper club at Jenny's. We always have music down there. And, you know, that was the whole idea with Harlem Meet Up, to do something that celebrates just food, our culture, and music and art. And
so tell us what Harlem Eat Up is, because I know a lot of people want to go. I already tweeted about it.
Thank you.
And a lot of people are asking, okay, so what is the whole festival?
Because I know you announced it. A lot of lesbians got it confused exactly what it is. A lot of lesbians in Harlem, they don't.
Well, they should come uptown because we'll make them not that confused.
They should go
it's
downtown.
Gonna be, it's going to be. It's really a celebration. It's going to be a lot of fun. Whether they go uptown or downtown, they're going to have a lot of fun.
That's right. It's going to be an eat up regardless.
It's going to be an eat up. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. And no, it's just a food festival celebrating all the restaurants in Harlem. And, you know, like I said, thousands of people coming up. Bill Clinton is really the one that helped us put the festival together, and he's coming through on Saturday. And we're just really excited about having 30 top restaurants in Harlem with the 30 top chefs in the country coming together, working together. It's happening in our community, and it's affordable, which is big key for us. A lot of these festivals are always expensive. We want to make sure it was affordable. So some things cost 10, 15 bucks. Some things are for free.
Does Bill require special dishes?
Now he's more on the vegan veggie. Now he's eating healthy. So now, yeah, definitely he's eating more fish and a little bit more vegetarian. So yeah. Mm-hmm. But before, like 10 years ago, he ate, you know, he ate more like a southern guy.
Got you. Now who in your family influenced you to cook?
My grandmother. My grandmother was really the one who helped me. You know, like she believed in me, supported me. My sisters always tried, like I'm the youngest one, so they were always on me. And my grandmother, when we sort of cooked together, it was always me and my grandmother against my two sisters. And my grandmother always made sure that I won.
Your Swedish grandmother?
18 of y'all.
Your Swedish grandmother?
Swedish grandmother, yeah. It's a big family, but fun.
You know how to make Swedish meatballs?
I do. you like them?
Do you smoke Swisher sweets?
What? If I smoke Swisher sweets?
Don't worry about it.
What?
Yeah, please,
what?
Stop.
This guy's embarrassing, man.
No, he's good. I like his kick stuff. I like the kick.
Ewan's, baby.
Nice.
Gucci print.
Wow.
I think they got your print. I don't know.
Marcus has two different socks on.
I do. Did
Marcus
did
got money.
He got money.
That was just like this morning. I'm like, just put them on.
My gosh. Well, tell them again about what restaurant you own, how they could get in touch with you, how they could come check out your
And congratulations
restaurant.
On the new restaurant.
Thank you very much. Come to Street Bird Rotisserie on 116 and 8th Avenue. Come up to town this weekend to Harlem Eat Up. It's going to happen all weekend from Friday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Come through. It's going to be a fun festival.
And you, of course, Red Rooster.
And Red Rooster and Jenny's Supper Club. And we're a good time.
What's it called? Jenna?
Ginny's Supper Club.
Why you ain't even that after a bird?
it was actually just Ginny is the old lady that we knew, and we just want to honor her and have a place of sort of jazz and music.
Gotcha. Really right.
Okay, and you can go to harlemeatup.com to get more information. And just so you know, the proceeds from the ticket sales will be donated to Harlem Park to Park and City Meals on Wheels.
Yes. And thank you for having me. Come up, all right?
Next time, chicken and waffles, baby.
I got you.
Some of that street bird and waffles.
My goodness. This is the Breakfast Club, Marcus Samuelson.